This is Local Views of the News. Third time in December, '09. So now the Democrats have handed us yet another cop-out concession on health care. So here's the scoreboard. We get no single payer, we get no public option, and now we get no Medicare buy-in. We do get mandatory purchase of health insurance from profiteering corporations, so health care reform means millions of new customers for those corporations and no new competition for all that new business. That certainly meets the definition of reform, but explain again, please, why the Democrats are bragging about it. And according to all the usual sources, the deciding vote on the latest rollover was cast by Joe Lieberman, representing the state where insurance is not just the leading industry, it's practically the only industry. That meets the definition of democracy. On to Copenhagen, where the most important developments so far are the demonstrations in the streets. The usual sources estimate that over 100,000 are out every day chanting and carrying signs. The slogans run the gamut of practically every cause you've ever heard associated with the environmental movement, not all of them necessarily associated with getting a grip on climate change. On one hand, it helps for the participants in the convention and for the world to see so many people trying to act as the conscience of the convention. But on the other hand, who can say exactly what the demonstrators want? Collectively, they may not know what they want, but they all agree it's not what they're likely to get from inside the convention. Probably there's more focus inside than out, but a lot less agreement. Inside, it's already shaping up as rich versus poor. We used to call them third world, but now they're developing nations, and they're talking tough to the big dogs, especially to Western Europe and the U.S., who have plundered the resources of the third world and repaid it with most of the carbon which now hangs in the sky. Even China, which has taken the lead in the carbon-spitting sprint, is willing to accept tougher limits than the U.S. If nothing dramatic happens to change the political dynamic, Copenhagen will produce a wimpy, vague agreement which not only doesn't come close to 350 parts per million, it might not set any limits at all. It'll be a lot like the new look of health care in the U.S., a collection of compromises which pleases no one and leaves the corporations plenty of room to keep on plundering. Also, as with health care in the U.S., the skeptics on climate change keep asking who's going to pay for it. And that's another part of the rich versus poor dynamic, but hearing that question in Copenhagen is like hearing the firefighters asking for the money up front while your house is flaming up. Reach for the hose before you reach for the checkbook. Actually, checkbooks may be open in Copenhagen. Tech companies are out in force pitching their wares as climate-harnessing tools, turning the event into a trade fair as much as a political conference. At this level of political maneuvering, democracy is overrated. While the U.S. has been trying to force-feed its own vision of democracy to the rest of the world, we might not have noticed that public opinion is measured and feared by all political leaders, whether they're democratically elected or not. All political leaders hold on to their power by persuading the people, one way or another, not to rise up and throw them out, one way or another. Political leaders who actually try to give the people what they want are called populists, and by nature they are not ruthless enough to win and keep power. Political leadership is the art of having your own way while preventing revolution. Democracy is preventing revolution by convincing the people that they have choices, but it's way too slow when the fire gets hot. Copenhagen will bring us a democratically crafted agreement, but if the fire under and over the planet is as hot as those 100,000 demonstrators believe, it'll be like pouring a glass of water into the crematorium. Christian evangelists and Ray Wiley Hubbard like to say that some are saved when they see the light, others when they feel the heat. Populist political leaders will start to surface when it gets hot enough. Copenhagen will show that it's not quite hot enough yet for salvation. That's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you again, this commentary doesn't necessarily feel any heat for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@caloke.com.